This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone to Masechta Mayakot on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Top line. Tana Rabbanan. Avel Gimel Yamam Rishonim Asar B'Malacha. An Avel, the first 3 days, is now to do Malacha. An Avel cannot work the first 3 days. V'afilu Ani HaMisparnes Min HaTzedakah. Even a poor person that's supported from charity and is very poor cannot work the first 3 days, even privately. Mikan ve'elach, from day three until day seven, oisa b'tzina, you're allowed to work privately. In other words, if you're doing real malacha, you're allowed to work privately, b'toich ve'esai, in the house. Yisha toive b'pelach, woman could spin on her spindle, b'toich ve'esai, within her house. So we mentioned that the first 3 days are more chamor, the Rosh and the Ramban bring, because the first 3 days the neshama hovers over the body, wants to return into the guf, and decides after day three that when the face is distorted, not to come back. Okay, that's what the Yishalmi learns. But anyway, we see from here that a person cannot do any type of malacha as an avel for the first 3 days. Afterwards, a man could do malacha b'tzina, and a woman could spin on her spindle. Tana Rabbanan, can an avel go be menachem avel someone else? It's an interesting shaila regarding Tisha B'Av. Can Avel come to Shul on Tisha B'Av? Generally, I believe yes. Tan Rabban, Avel Gimel Yamim Harishayim Einoi Halech LeBeisu HaEvel. For the first 3 days, an Avel does not go to another Avel's house. Mikan VaElech, from day three and on, Halech, he could go. But Veino Yoshu Makim HaMenachamin, he doesn't sit where the consoler sit. El B'Makim HaMisnachamin, he sits where those who are being consoled sit. Rashi says, Samach la'avelim. Tan Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Avel gimel yamim harishayim, and Avel the first 3 days, Aser b'shela shalom. He's Aser either to greet people or to return a greeting. Doesn't specify, so it goes on both. Mishloi shaviyachev, from day 3 to day 7, Meshiv ve'ino shayal. He could respond, but he can't ask someone how they're doing. Mikan ve'elach, from day 7 and on, after day 7, shalom meshiv gedak. He could ask, he could respond. So that's these are the guidelines. The first 3 days, he doesn't say anything. No greetings, either way. From day 3 to day 7, he could respond, he can't ask. From day 7 and on, he could even ask.
And she'ela shalom is referring to what specifically?
She'ela shalom means, how are you? What's doing?
Not hello.
Hello is a greeting. Mazel tov is not a greeting. But hello is a greeting. Hello is a greeting, yeah.
But from day 3 he's allowed to, from day 7 he's allowed to do it.
Yeah. Shloisha, yamim harishon, also v'shel shalom, the first 3 days you know how to greet someone. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa, and this comes from a sechta smachais, ma'asa, umesu banav shorabi akiva. Literally, my gemara says banav. Your Gemara, probably in the Hagos V'Tziyunim, says B'nai.
No, it says B'nai.
What? What does it say in your Gemara? What does it say there?
It says B'nai, but I don't see...
B'nav.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. We might have to change that. So it's literally the children of Rabbi Kiva passed away. Nichnasu kol Yisrael, all of Israel entered, v'hespidum hespid gadol, and they gave a very big eulogy. B'shas petirasan, when they were departing, amad Rabbi Akiva al safsal gadol. Rabbi Akiva stood on a big bench. V'yamar, and he said, Acheinu beis Yisrael, our brother is the house of Israel. Shimu, listen. Listen up. I feel very good that you came to console me. Afilu shnei banim chasanim, Menucham hu b'shvil kavesh asisam. Even if two of my sons, even if they would have been married, I would have been consoled because of the honor that you gave to me. The implication is he only lost one of his sons, and he's saying, but even if they would have, even if they would have been two, or you could say no, he's saying even if my two sons would have been married, I would have been consoled because you brought so much kavod to me. V'im b'shvil Akiva basem, because if you're going to say you came because for me personally, harei kama Akiva b'shuk, a lot of akivas on the shuk that if they would be sitting shiva, not everybody would come. So why did you come? Why did so many Jews come to be menachem me? Not because of akiva, because there are a lot of akivas, and you didn't go to be menachem them. Ela kach amartem. But you said, you know why we're going to go be menachem Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva is special. Tairas aleikav b'libay, the pasuk says in Tehillim. The Torah of God is in his heart, so you came to be mechabed my Torah. You came to be mechabed my Torah. So v'kosha kein shesachartem kafel. Certainly your reward is doubled because you came to be mechabed my Torah. And therefore, l'chu l'batechem l'shalim. Go home in peace. Now, why was Rabbi Akiva consoled by this? Maybe it made him feel good, but what's the nechama? The nechama is that his son was the cause of a great display of Kabbalat Torah. And Megal Galin Zchus, Ayidei Zakai. So Rabbi Akiva was consoled by the fact that his son brought about such a display of Kabbalat Torah that it showed Rabbi Akiva the greatness of his son. But the bottom line is, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? The answer is because Rabbi Akiva gave them a bracha. Right? He said, Lech l'chul b'adech l'shalom. Have a nice day, he said. That's a greeting. But it's in the first day of Shiva. So you see a lot of greet someone the first 3 days of Shiva. That's what it has
not
to do.
Not for those words, everything else was okay.
Yeah. We have to get the story, you know. Right. When you report the story.
He's telling them goodbye.
So he should say, you know, he doesn't say, you know, leave. He doesn't say, he says, go in peace. That's a salutation. That's a she'ela shalom. Says, no, covered rabim shani. To honor the public is different. There's a special heter that you let it honor the public. So basically, we're still holding fast to the rule that what? What are we holding fast to? That the first 3 days you can't greet anyone. Could you greet
any rabbi? Say this.
Yeah, yeah. Covered rabbi. I don't think it's dependent on a rabbi. It's not because he was Rabbi Akiva. It's because he was saying it to all of Klal Yisrael. In other words,
just the people that came to him.
No, which was all of Klal Yisrael. Uh-huh. It says Nichnasu Kol Yisrael to Hispidim, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Covered rabbi Mshani. It was to honor Kol Yisrael. So can anyone say this to Kol Yisrael? Yeah, I think we learn out halacha from here, right? The
Rabbi could be a minion, basically, no? What's the definition?
Yeah. What's the definition?
100 people coming, it's also covered Rabbi.
Chaira, I don't know, right. I don't know what the threshold is. If it's a Rabbi, we learn out covered Rabbi is different. Now we continue to analyze the Braisa. Migimo v'yad zayin, meshev enoshayel. From day 3 to day 7, you could answer, but you can't ask. Mikan ve'elach, from day 7 and on, shoyel u'meshev kedarkoi. You could ask and respond. Uraminhu alaska stira. Hamoitze eschaveiroi avel b'toich lamed. So we're saying from 7 and on, you could ask and answer. Alaska stira. If you find your friend who's an avel within 30 days, medaber imay tanchumen. You console him. Meaning in the previous braisa, you don't console. You could ask and respond. But here it says if you find your friend in avel within 30 days, you give consolation. Ve'enoy shayel b'shloimoy. You don't ask how he's doing. La'achar lamin yom, after 30 days shayel b'shloimoy, you could ask how he's doing. Ve'enoy medaber imay tanchumen. You don't console him. Mesa ishtai, if somebody's wife died, v'nasa isha acheras, and he married another wife within 30 days, that's pretty quick, right? But his wife passed away, and the next day already he has a vart. Yeah? So, eino rashay likanus abeis adari matanchum, you can't go be menachem him. How do you think the new wife is going to feel when he's sitting on the floor saying how good of a cook his old wife was? Yeah? So, you can't. So even though you're menachem up to 7 days or up to 30 days, but once the guy gets remarried, you don't say a word about the old wife. Matzai b'shuk, if we find him in the marketplace when the new wife's not around, oimer lo, you're allowed to talk to him b'safar rafa in a a muffled speech with a covered rosh and with a heavy head, meaning with seriousness. No.
You can't have a simcha the first 30 days, right?
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of issues here. First of all, you're not to have, you can't have bia until after 30 days. And it's talking about somebody who was not mekayim puravu, so we're lenient. So here, what's the question? The question is, we said from 3 to 7, you don't ask. From there and on, you ask and answer kedarkai. Right? From 7 and on, you're allowed to ask and answer kedarkai. But here we have a stira that if you, that betoich lamed yoim, eino shayol v'shalimai. So it's a stira. Amrav idi barab, right? L'chor, that's the stira. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ein Rashi likanes abei silenachma mishum chalishes das the isha achroina." Katani mias, but we learned b'toich lamid yom ein Rashi b'shloimai. You're not to ask how he's doing. If you're not to ask how he's doing, koshikin shavel atzvay ein Rashi b'shloimai shalzeh. Certainly, the avel is not going to ask how you're doing. And earlier we learned from 7 and on, you could the avel could respond and ask. So what's going on here? We're saying that you're not to ask how he's doing within 30 days. Certainly he can't ask, and we said earlier he could ask after 7. I'm Rav Idi Bar Avin. No. Hu Shayal Bishlay Machirim. Here, from 3 to 7, he could ask how other people are doing. You know why? Shachim Shurim B'Shalom. Because they're not Ba'Velos. Meaning after day 7, he could ask his friends, how are they doing? Because they're fine. They're in a state of peace. They are not disturbed. They're not Ba'Velos. But Achir Main Shalom B'Shloimai. Others can't ask how he's doing. Shehu Ein Rashi B'Shloimai. Because things are not well with him. So in other words, the way we answer the stira is, others are now to ask about how he's doing within 30 days, but he can ask how they're doing. They can't ask about him because he's not good. He can ask about them because they are good. So the Gemara asks, "V'amidiktani meishiv makal deshalinonle." But how could you say that he's asking, but we're saying that he's responding? That means they're asking him. Yeah, they're asking him because they didn't know he's an avel. Says Gemara, "Duloy yadi," because they didn't know. They didn't know.
So if they didn't know, he's allowed to respond. So
if they didn't, right. They're now to ask how he's doing. But if they do ask, he could respond. Says Gemara, "Yihach yihasam nami." If so, if they didn't know, then why is he only allowed to respond from day 3 to day, from day 7 and on? Right, look, what did the Braisa say? The Braisa said, "Migimel v'yad zayin, meshiv ve'eno shayel, mikan ve'elach shayel u'meshiv kedarkoi." So the question is, "Ihachi hasam nami." What's the question? Rashi says, "Ihachi dukmit la b'layad," if it's talking about where they don't know. "Afilo gimel yamim nami meshiv." Even for the first 3 days, he should be able to respond. If they didn't know. So the answer is, no, if they ask how he's doing within the first 3 days, then he can't answer. He has to tell them that he's an avel. Hasam maydilahu. There, he has to tell them. V'loy mahadilu, without responding. Hacha, but after 7, loy tzarech, or from day 3 to day 7, loy tzarech lo'idi inhu, that he doesn't have to let them know. Okay, next stira. Or a minhu, I'll ask you another stira. Hamoitzias chaveiro yavel. If you find your friend is mourning, b'tzoich yud beis chodesh. If you find your friend is mourning within 12 months, medaber imay tanchumen. You're menachem him. So now we're saying that we just said before that what? Within 30 days, you console him. Lachar lamid yoim, eina medabri yimai tanchumim. And here we're saying, hamotzach zver avol b'tach yud beis chodesh, medabri yimai tanchumim. After 12 months, within 12 months, you do console him. Ve'eino shel b'shlomo, you don't ask how he's doing. La'achar yud beis chodesh, after 12 months, shel b'shlomo, you ask how he's doing. Ve'eino medabri yimad tenchum, you don't console him.
Could be it's the first time he's meeting him.
Avel medaber yimay menatzad. So again, if you find your friend in Avel within 12 months, you console him, you don't ask how he's doing. After 12 months, you ask how he's doing, you don't speak with him. Tanchumim. Avel medaber yimay menatzad. But you're allowed to speak to him, so in other words, you're allowed to speak to him in a roundabout way without addressing the avilus directly. But what's the kasha? The kasha, as we said before, after 30 days, you don't console. And here we say, you console up to 12 months. So Gemara says a very simple answer. I'm Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, Hamotzi es chaveiroi avel. If you find your friends in avel, acher yud beis chodesh. If you find your friends in avel after 12 months, umedaber yimay tanchumen, and you console him, lamahudaim. You know what he's similar to? La adam shenishbar raglay, to a guy who broke his foot. V'chaysa. And he got better. So the guy broke his foot and he got better. Matza roife. And he finds a doctor. The doctor sees him. You know what the doctor says? I see you broke your foot. But it's better? Come to my office. I'm going to break it and show you how to fix it. So why in the world would you console somebody after 12 months? The guy's already consoled. It's over. Why would you remind him? But Amar Aloy, the doctor says, Klach etzli, come to me, shani shoivra, I'll break it, ve'erpa'ena, and I'll heal it. Kedei shateida, so that, because I want to show you, shesamamanim shali yafin, that my medication is good. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the stira is, we said earlier, that after 30 days, einoy medabri yimay tanchumen, and here we see medabri yimay tanchumen up to 12 months. Says the Gemara, loy kasha, there's no difficulty. Ha ba'ave v'imay ha b'shakroivim. By a father and mother, you could console somebody up to 12 months. But other relatives, you console them until 30 days. Says the Gemara, Hasam nami yidabri yimay tanchumim min atzad. We said that other relatives, after 30 days, you're not menachem. But just like you're allowed to be menachem somebody for losing a parent by being medaber min atzad, why can't you be menachem someone who loses another relative by speaking to them min atzad in a roundabout way? Hasam nami, they're also yidaber yimay tanchumim min atzad. Why don't you speak to him words of consolation from the side? Says Gemara, Einachanami, you could. You know what it means, Eina medaber yimay tanchumin, after 30 days? Kedarko, you don't do it typically. Avo medaber yimay min atzad. You speak to him from the side. New set of halachas here. Very important halachas. Tan Rabbanan. Avel gimel yamim harishainim. An avel for the first 3 days. Ba mimakam karav. So here's the story. The rest of the family is sitting Shiva, but there's a relative who, you know, lives out of town. And he's not going to get there the moment Shiva starts. Might get there on day two, day three. Does he have to start counting Shiva when he gets there and he's going to end up sitting beyond when everybody else? Or could he sort of, when he gets there and he finishes and he gets up when everybody else gets up? Someone's buried in Eretz Yisrael, and if you're not going to the Kvura, you're not an Oinin. So you start the Shiva.
So when that person goes to Eretz Yisrael and buries, he starts
Shiva. So this is going to bear on that, because right, the question is, when they come back, do they only sit 5 days or 4 days, because they're joining everybody else? So it's going to depend on as far as, it depends how far away you travel. They're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to be very far away. So they're going to have to, they're not going to start Shiva until they get back. But the Gemara says like this, Tana Banan Avel, a mourner, Gimel Yamim Harishainim, for the first 3 days, Ba Mimakam Karav, If the Avel is coming from a close place, Moina Imahen, he could count Shiva with them. Meaning when they get up, he gets up. Even though he doesn't quite start with them, even though he may not join them until day two or day three, but if he's coming from a close place, then, now what is considered a close place? So Pashup Shat is one day. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Moini Imayim, Im Ho'avelim Shaba Oysay Makam, with the Avelim of that place. Ho'du Makam Karev Havet, since he's close. He could have come in the beginning of Avelos. We consider it like he came. Even though he didn't come, but he could have come. He'll count only, let's say, 5 days with the other Avelim. If he comes on day three, he'll count three, four, five, six, seven.
Traveling, he doesn't have to hold of any Hochus Avelos?
He's not sitting.
He's a lot of shave, he's a lot of shower.
Presumably not.
Now, so what does it mean, Mimakam Karev? Mimakam Karev means one day. Taisa says one day is 10 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. So 10 parsa is 40 miles. So basically, if you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you're now within 10 parsa. So you're going to have to start again. If you go to Chveis, to California, it's also beyond 40 parsa. Unless you say it goes by time. But Pashup Shat, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, that's going to be more than a day's travel. So you're not going to start. Rachaik, but if you're a faraway place, you're going to count on your own. But that's, so again, in the first 3 days, if you're within a day's travel, you get subsumed by the Avelim who are sitting Shiva, and you count with them. But if you're far away, you count yourself. But if you come after day three, Mikan ve'elach, after day three, Afilu mimakom koroiv. Even if you're coming from a close place, Mainalatsa, you have to start counting Shiva yourself. I mean, if you're going to get there on day four, even if you're only one day away, you're going to have to start Shiva from the beginning by yourself. Reb Shimon says, no. Afilu ba biyom hashvi, even if you come on the seventh day, but if you're coming from a day away, then Afilu babi yom hashviyim imakam karvi, coming from a close place, my name, you could count with them. Now we said before, so it's machlokes. The Tanakhama holds that if you're coming from a makam karav, it only works to be part of them if what? It's in the first 3 days. And Reb Shimon says no, even the seventh day. Amar Mar, we said previously, Gimel yomim rishayim, that within the first 3 days, bam imakam karav, if you're coming from a close place, Moina imayan, you can with them. Amar Abchia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. V'hu sheyesh gadol habayis b'bayis. That's only if you have mourners sitting Shiva in the place where you're going to sit Shiva. But not just mourners, the oldest one of the house. Now it's machlokes rishayim, what does it mean the oldest one in the house? Rashi says sheyesh gadol habayis b'bayis. Shabbat matzah gadol habayis b'bayis, my name ma'am. You count with him imavele habayis. V'zeh Shabbat, the guy who came, who had sar miman, was younger. But if he's the older one, if he's the older brother, and the younger brother is sitting Shiva, then he's not subsumed by the younger brother. He's the ikar one. Some Rishonim learns Gadol is the oldest brother, and some learn the oldest relative. In other words, as long as like the main, if the main Shiva is being kept in the bayis, as long as you could get there within the first 3 days and you're less than a day away, you get subsumed. Okay, Rabbi Say, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.